Hawkins fans with your State Farm Player of the Week, Peter Kunz. Peter, you got to be a part of a special moment, Mike Turner's 58th total touchdown, I should say. What was that like for you?
To be honest, I didn't know that he scored his 58th, but we've been a part of a lot of big moments like Tony's 100th. I'm just pretty thankful to be in the situation that I'm in and that we're in, because it's not often that you have a team that's, 11-1, playoff bound, surging like we are.
Yeah, no kidding. But you've also got to step into a starting role. What does that mean to you?
That means a lot. It means that you got the trust from the organization, from your coaches, and that they know that they made the right choice when you got that draft pick. So it means a lot to me.
Well, you're playing the Carolina Panthers for the second time. When you watch film, what do you see in their defense from the beginning of the year till now?
I see a team that's thirsty. I mean, they might not have a lot of wins on the schedule, but, man, they want it really bad. So it's teams like that are most dangerous. So I see a team that's really hungry that we need to play our best game against.
What do you think the offensive line needs to do against them?
We need to do what we always do, be on our assignments, perfect our technique, and we need to finish.
Okay, well, let's step away from football, but maybe your past football, Wisconsin. They're playing Stanford in the Rose Bowl. What do you think the outcome's going to be?
Ooh, it's probably going to be a low score, like 7-6 or something, because it is just two powerhouse offenses going head-to-head. So it'll be a great matchup.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, don't forget to check out the signed game ball by Peter and all our past and present State Farm Players of the Week at State Farm Falcons Landing.